Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
And don't forget the website. You got great events. You got another one tonight. We'll get into that. CraigJamesFinancial.com. You got a lot happening here, folks. You got a number that we haven't seen in a long time. We're on the verge of 32,000 from the Dow. That's amazing. We'll hopefully get some numbers in later on regarding some of the unemployment. We will analyze that. And it is always great to have Mr. Ferentino. Sir, how are you? We got stimulus to be voted on by the House. We got a lot happening on tomorrow. So we got a lot going on, my friend.
You're right, Jerry. We do. This is going to be fantastic. I can't tell you. It's so much. I don't know if I could fit it in, but we'll do the best. I'll try and speak like a AM radio DJ. How's that? Really quick. We have the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 424, NASDAQ up 132. We're at 31,961, approaching 32,000. I mean, we were at 30,500 at the beginning of the year, so we're not talking about a huge move here, but it is nice to see new daily successes. So a lot of it's going to be based on Jerome Powell speaking, and that's he's been a soothing, calming voice in the markets, and he's going to keep inflation, around 2%. We're not there yet, so we got some room on the upside. Nonetheless, most popular stocks, Boeing, Ford, Southwest Airlines. We're starting to see the biggest gainers, Norwegian Cruise Line up almost 10%, Boeing up 8%, Oxypeat up 8%, Royal Caribbean up another 7%. The downside, we got Lowe's down 3%, which isn't much. Home Depot down 2.7%. We got some of these energy companies caught up in the Texas freeze. They're down about 2.5%. Energy was another one. So number one sector performance really is energy and minerals. Second one is consumer durables. All right, so we got some of that. We have some earnings releases today of note. I do want to mention some of those. It's been interesting to look at all this. But in the morning, we had Wayfair, Best Buy, Moderna, Plug Power, Norwegian Cruise Line, Domino's Pizza. And after the market, we have Airbnb, a new stock, DoorDash reporting after the close, Autodesk, WW International, Live Nation Entertainment, obviously runs all the concerts in the country. They're expecting a loss there. Nikola, which is that truck company, I think is interesting. The guy that kind of scammed everybody with a compressed gas truck that was driverless. Stock was $80, came down to 20 or so. But someone else took it over, and they're starting to motor ahead with that, so to speak. We also have Etsy today, Virgin Galactic. Oh, boy, it just keeps going. HPQ, Hewlett-Packard, Salesforce, Shake Shack, VMware, Dell Technologies, Beyond Meat. Remember that, Jay? Beyond Meat is all after the market. And Caesar Entertainment. So as we're in earnings season, we'll get to see what it looks like for last year. And more importantly, see how they projected forward. Now, one of the things I mentioned this morning, Moderna, I was on their call. It started at 7 a.m. It's about 7:24 now. And I took some notes here on some of the things that they have in development. Obviously, they've hit their numbers. They're going to the top of the line. Information is that they're raising the lower end. They said, well, I'll try and do between 600 million doses in 2021. They've raised the lower end to 700 million doses. That's 100 million more. And they're working on supplying their goal is to supply 1 billion doses in 2021. But I wanted to also mention some of the other things they were talking about on the earnings call as to what they're really working on. I mean, it's almost shocking. They're developing a bunch of other vaccines. First of all, there's a couple other problems out there. We have the South African strain. We have the there's a new one that you probably don't know about, the Nigerian strain, which was mentioned. So we got some more strains of this, and it's a spike protein. So they're trying to neutralize the spike proteins, as I've been telling you. But they're working on clinical studies, the mRNA-1273 for adolescents. So they're in a phase 2-3 study. They're looking at a study for young children that's in phase 2 right now, according to them. They're also working on next-generation vaccines against COVID. And then they're also working on vaccines, Jay, against the Epstein-Barr virus, and they're working on that. They have the there's something called the human metapneumonia virus, working on they got studies just started on some of these. Now that they're, I mean, really opened up the door here, this Moderna, in terms of taking a bit of the DNA, which is the RNA, and then trying to trick your body without actually giving you the virus. It's a whole different approach. They're also working on the seasonal influenza vaccine, mRNA-1010, the Zika vaccine. Remember the Zika virus?
Sure. Zika.
Yep. HIV vaccine, mRNA-1644. And the Nipah virus. So it's very, very interesting as to just to sit on the call. I was overly impressed. This is why I'm bringing it in to your listeners right now, so you don't have to go on every one of these conference calls and see what's going on. Obviously, they're forward-looking statements, so we don't know what the future is going to hold. And certainly, so there could be a fly in the ointment, but it is what it is. On the economy, Jay, we got the, as you said, it's a lot going on. Durable good orders today at 8:30 in the morning. We also have initial jobless claims at 8:30, continuing jobless claims at 8:30. Again, after the market, we're going to have, I mentioned some of the great companies that are going to be reporting. Now, I wanted to talk about, have you ever heard, Jay, you have a second, have you heard of revenge shopping?
Yes, I have. That happens. Well, that happens to me every weekend when the wife takes the keys and... listen, I might not have done the right thing with the laundry or the dishwasher. So, that's what happens. And then I don't see it for 4 hours. So, well, yeah, I'm very well aware of what goes on with that. Yeah.
That term has been mentioned by the, I don't know who first coined it, but it was mentioned certainly by the owners of Kimco Realty, which owns a lot of the malls in the United States, including, I think, the Bridgehampton Mall and possibly the one in Huntington there, the Walt Whitman Mall. So revenge shopping is something that he mentioned, that he thinks that things are going to bounce back very quickly, and there'll be some people buying even more than they thought they'd be buying just because they can and that they've got the vaccinated and the whole thing. So that's the idea. TJ Maxx mentioned it on their call, the owner of Marshall's and TJ Maxx stores. I think that there's going to be hitting revenge shopping. They said they already saw it in other parts of the world, such as China. And speaking of shopping, Kohl's stores, which has been sort of lackluster compared to Target and Walmart and Costco, obviously some of these big box stores, a bunch of activists now have bought about 9.5 to 10% of the company's stock. And they're going in there and they're trying to shake things up. As you know, Kohl's stores is trying to attract a younger group. They had you could do an Amazon delivery to Kohl's stores, and you could do, you could do all sorts of things. They were actually had a Planet Fitness in some of the big. They were leasing out space as part of Kohl's to Planet Fitness, not here in Long Island, but in other parts of the country. They had an Aldi in a Kohl's store just to bring other shoppers, bring people, get more foot traffic, so maybe they'd stop in Kohl's, get some clothes. So these activists are coming in. They're going to shake things up. Kohl's is already up 8%. Just on the news that the activists may be looking to replace the CEO and do all sorts of other things that activists do. It's very, very interesting. They don't want it to go in the way of some big failures last year. It was Neiman Marcus, as you know, and JCPenney's filing for bankruptcy. Now, the same group of activists, sort of hedge funds, people that buy these things, making it go up, is they did the same thing for Bed Bath & Beyond a couple years ago, and they were successful with that, changing their store and how they did business. And we'll see if they do that for Kohl's stores. But while we're still talking about shopping, Macy's came in with some very good news yesterday. It was very impressive. They actually made some money for the first time in a long time, and still not operating at full capacity. So Macy's just shows you that they do have a lot of debt, but it just shows you that they're a very well run store, probably one of the best retail stores in the country at this point.
Macy's, no question about it. I tell you, with everything going on with Moderna, maybe they can oversee some cures with, I have a few requests, Alzheimer's, dementia, cancer maybe. It seems it takes a pandemic for some of these pharmaceuticals maybe to get on the ball and catapult themselves into really some deals that we haven't seen before as far as venturing into, and maybe who knows what happens. But it is good to hear that type of stuff. I know the stimulus with the House, they're going to vote on it tomorrow. I'm still looking. A lot of people are asking, you know, what do you think when you, you know, probably looking around mid-March, I mean, if everything goes accordingly. I mean, listen, Joe Manchin, there is still that wrench to be thrown in there regarding the minimum wage, so we'll see what happens. And also, one other note, my friend, regarding Jerry Powell. And as we mentioned the other day, you know, he was going to keep things very close. And he reiterated to keep interest rates very close to zero and asset purchases humming along despite the signs that the economy is beginning to recover from this pandemic. So I know yesterday or Tuesday, he told the Senate. Yesterday, he told the House Financial Services Committee that he would keep the cheap money flowing until the Fed has made substantial further progress. You know, that meaning taming employment and everything else, something he predicted likely to take some time. So interesting the way that kind of, you know, that kind of equated to as far as Jerry Powell is concerned. But really, nothing earth shattering, as you and I said. So keep that in mind. And you've got another big event tonight. Tell us about it real quick.
Yeah, sure. We have the taxes in your retirement. I don't like the word retirement, but taxes in your years when you're not working. How's that? Retirement is like a negative word, even though it's such a great thing to do. Yes, we'll be talking about how you're getting taxed on your Social Security, how pensions get taxed, and how capital gains get taxed, and how when you put it all in the mix, it actually says you're in a higher tax bracket than you thought you'd be in when you're retiring, and some things you could do today to mitigate that. And it's very, very good class. It's our most knowledgeable class. I mean, all classes are knowledgeable. We had a great, successful class yesterday on guns and ammo, as you know. But tonight, 7 o'clock, CraigJamesFinancial.com/events. And you want to get on, open to your listeners. Always love when your listeners come on. They go, oh, yeah, I know, Jay. They, sometimes they'll turn on their microphone. You get to say where they're from and what they're doing. It's kind of fun. But you can just sit back and watch, too. Nobody will pick on you.
There you go. And it's always a great event. You go on that website and register and everything else. CraigJamesFinancial.com. Great stuff. We'll recap that on a Friday morning. Sir, stay well, and we'll talk to you then.
Yes, Jay. We'll have a lot to talk about tomorrow.
Indeed. The great Craig Ferrantino. Craig James Financial, ladies and gentlemen.